Chapter 20. Saw stared at the hollow cube of Tamsi Prime Idrissa had left behind. With an Imperial blockade around the planet and an Imperial presence at the factory, a scouting mission would be no easy task.
"Get Rhys," Saw growled.
Jin jumped up, but before she left the room, Saw called her back.
"And Kodo."
Jin dashed out of the outpost. Idrissa's starfighter was already a blur in the sky, and everyone else who'd been ousted from the command center stood in a huddle, talking in low voices. They quieted when Jin approached. They stood straighter. They looked at her with expectant eyes. Jin's steps slowed. Her spine stiffened. She was speaking for Saw, and they knew it, and they respected her for it. "Rhys," she said. "And Kodo." The two men broke off from the group. Rhys walked with a triumphant bounce in his step. Kodo looked nervous, and Jin realized that he hadn't been sent on many missions lately. Saw laid out the mission for the men after Jin led them to the command center.
"I've been tracing that ore for years,"
Saw said in a musing tone, mostly to himself.
"The Empire has kept even its shipping logs on lockdown. I'll find a mine, track where the Dunium or Dolovite is being carted, split up to refineries, ship to worlds for holding, sent one way, backtracked another. If it is right, and this is where the ore is being shaped into whatever it is the Empire is building, it's worth checking out."
They stared at the hollow of Tamsi Prime. A star destroyer orbited that planet, and beyond that, Jin could see notes of Imperial outposts surrounding the perimeter of a landmass in the southern hemisphere. A series of manufacturing plants had been developed on the continent, originally by a large family who'd turned the colony into an economically viable endeavor. The family had been bought out by the Empire and lived in luxury on Bespin. The people who'd spent generations working to turn Tamsi Prime into a home for their families toiled under the Empire's harsher rule. There was only one spaceport, and the only other way off the landmass required sneaking past Imperial troops and then swimming a vast ocean.
"One main access point," Saw said, pointing to the spaceport.
He reached for the hollow, blowing up the area so that they could see it in greater detail. He scanned the text descriptions attached to the landmarks.
"This planet was a player in the Clone Wars," he growled. "They developed shell munitions for the Republic."
"Shell munitions?" Jin asked, surprised. She knew the history of weapons, but had never actually fired something that used bullets instead of plasma. Even the Flechette launcher used a plasma-based firing mechanism, not something as crude as gunpowder. Saw grunted.
"It wasn't common, but was especially effective for large land masses. I've seen shell ammunition take down a mountainside."
His eyes grew distant, and Jin knew, at least for a moment, Saw was back in the Clone Wars.
"That's what I can't get Idrissa to understand," he said finally.
"What?"
Kodo asked.
He sounded nervous.
"She's following a cause. She believes in this squadron. The idea of joining forces against the Empire. But people don't follow an idea."
"But she's still fighting the Empire,"
Kodo protested.
"Isn't that enough to get more people to rise up?"
Jin shook her head. She thought of the way the others listened to her because she was speaking for Saw. People didn't follow an idea. Not even something as big as fighting the Empire. They followed a person. Someone like Saw.
"So, what's the target objective?" Rhys asked, all business.
"Strictly scouting," Saw said, as if the idea was distasteful.
"If her group won't do this, and we're not getting paid, why bother?"
Kodo asked.
"Why bother?" Rhys snapped back.
"Why are you even here?"
Jin caught Saw's eyes. She saw the gleam in them, the anticipation. Tamsi Prime held a munitions factory, and the blockade and blacked-out comms were too similar to the other planets Saw had been watching. The ones he suspected were linked to whatever it was her father was working on for the Empire. This mission was just close enough to Saw's obsession to be too enticing to pass up. Reese and Kodo were still bickering, but they fell silent as Saw spoke.
"We need an inn," he said. "If we can get our boots on the ground, we can find a way to get Idrissa the information for her group to launch a larger-scale attack against the Empire."
Jin could tell he didn't like working through red tape, but he also didn't have the manpower to fight a Star Destroyer.
"I could forge us credentials," Jin offered. "Go in under the guise of inspecting the plants."
Saw shook his head. He pointed to the Star Destroyer.
"An operation this big? Everything's documented. We can't just show up. Even if your forgery was perfect, which I'm sure it would be, there would be no record of an inspection, and that would raise too many red flags."
"We could pose as workers," Kodo suggested.
Saw was still looking at the hollow, still shaking his head.
"The workers on Tamsi Prime were born on Tamsi Prime. The Empire's done that before. Take over a whole planet's labor force, recruiting only from within. Keeps it secure. And ensures they don't rebel."
Jin looked at him curiously, unsure of his meaning.
"If you're alone, you don't care as much."
Saw's eyes were watery and seemed tired as he shifted his attention to Jin.
"If you've got no one left, it doesn't matter as much what happens to you. There's a sort of fearlessness in being alone. But when you start to love someone else, it's ironic."
"What is?" Jin asked softly.
"You find out that you have so much more to fight for, but it becomes that much more dangerous to fight at all."
Saw took a deep, shaking breath.
"Anyway, the Empire knows this. They employ not just the man, but his wife, his children. So if the man thinks of rebelling, the people he loves pay the price. Ensures no one protests."
Jin shifted her gaze to the hollow, blinking away unexpected tears. Saw's words reminded her of Galen Erso. Jin didn't let herself think the word Papa anymore. Galen was her father, but not Papa. Jin used to wake up in a cold sweat, reliving the day her mother was killed and her father was taken. Her father's fate was more terrifying to her than her mother's. Death's pain was finite. The Empire's was not. In Jin's worst nightmares, the Empire came for her, too, kidnapping her from her old home. But no one ever came. And Jin knew it was because no one needed her. Not her father, who had never tried to find her, but also not the Empire. There was no point in taking her to use against her father if he worked for the Empire willingly. The families on Tamsi Prime were all leveraged against each other, but Jin couldn't be leverage if no one cared about her.
"I have an idea," Rhys said, his voice cutting through Jin's dark thoughts.
"What is it?"
Saw asked. Rhys stood up and started pacing.
"The timing may not work out, but..."
"Out with it," Saw demanded.
"I've got a few contacts on Coruscant, from my old group," Rhys said.
Saw nodded in acknowledgement. Rhys rarely spoke about how his former team had splintered and broken apart around him, how many of the men who used to call him boss deferred to Saw.
"One of them works with the propaganda department. I remember hearing something. Tamsi Prime sounds familiar."
He dashed to the comm unit and punched in some codes. Saw bristled. He didn't like communications happening without his approval. But Rhys whooped in triumph a moment later.
"Yes," he said. "They're shooting a propaganda documentary, and Tamsi Prime is on the list. If you can get us scan docs, we can be assigned as tertiary units to help with the recording."
"I can do scan docs," Jin said immediately. Saw nodded his approval.
"Yes," he said, thinking. That could work. Shoot for the Empire, but send the info to Idris's group instead.
He turned to Rhys.
Set that up, he ordered.
Rhys pulled up a chair at the comm unit and got to work. Saw sent Kodo to acquire cam droids, and Rhys gave Jin the specs she'd need to start on the forged scan docks.
This is the way it should be, Jin thought as she applied herself to developing new scan docks.
Idrissa may have joined some sort of bigger movement, working with other partisans, but they were too big to actually do anything. This immediate action was the way to fight the Empire.